Good Shepherd Sermon for Maundy, Thursday, March 28, 2024. Pastor John Melke. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make Him known to others so they too might share in the joy Jesus won for them. Here's Pastor.
Listen once again to the closing words of the Gospel from Mark chapter 14, beginning at verse 22. While they were eating, Jesus took bread. When He had blessed it, He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take it, this is My body." Then He took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them. They all drank from it. He said to them, "This is My blood of the New Testament, which is poured out for many." Perhaps you wondered about that translation, "Take, this is My blood of the New Testament," as in last will and testament. But the Greek word used here could certainly be translated covenant, which we're familiar with, or testament. As you might know, a covenant or a contract is something that you do when you're still alive, so that contract goes into effect. And a testament is made by someone who expects to die. And that seems to fit here, doesn't it? The fact that Jesus Christ, in His last will and testament, is willing to die, but also not stay dead, but rise on Easter morning, helps us understand that word in the Greek here fits well, whether we use testament or covenant, because it all focuses on Jesus' death and His resurrection. Pastor and Donna, Carla and I would like to take out for dinner at a restaurant on a fish fry sometime. Probably not tomorrow, but maybe next Friday. Would you like to go? Good. And of course, when we go to this restaurant, we have this nice meal, nice conversation, and then the bill comes from the waiter. Pastor T's going to look at me like, "Oh, you're paying, right? I mean, you invited us out to dinner." I said, "Let's go Dutch." And of course, what's going to happen? Well, Pastor T is going to sheepishly pull out his money and say, "I guess we're not going to get a free meal tonight." When it comes to this holy meal, this precious meal called the Lord's Supper, Jesus knows that we're also spiritually bankrupt. He says, "Take and eat, drink from all of you." He spoke words of invitation. Jesus invites you. He invites you, though of course many people wondered who He truly was and didn't really understand Him. At our Coffee with Christ on Monday, we were talking about the activity going on during Holy Week where Jesus was under trial, unjust trial, amongst His own people, the religious leaders of the day. And we wondered to ourselves, why did they hate Him so much? Why did they not accept Him as the true Messiah, the true Christ that He was? And of course, because they had their own laws, their own ways of doing things. They were a people who maybe wanted to change Jesus from the way He was to becoming something they wanted Him to be. But they, of course, rejected Him. They said, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." But Jesus didn't listen to those enemies, did He? He continued to say that He came to seek and to save what was lost. Jesus knew why He had come. He knew that we were all spiritually sick. "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners." So as you know, for 3 years of His ministry, Jesus went amongst the lepers and the prostitutes and the beggars and the blind and those along the roadside, the tax collectors as well. And He came to them to offer them help, because He came to heal them. Certainly feel physically, but more importantly, spiritually. He came to invest His time for those who were sick, spiritually sick. That's the kind of love that our Savior has for the world. That remained His model for His entire ministry. The Lord Jesus Christ came in that upper room on that night before He died. He came to a bunch of sinners. And you might say, wait a minute. He's there with the cream of the crop, isn't he? His disciples are there. They've been with him for 3 years. You know those disciples quite well, don't you? You know those disciples like Matthew, the tax collector, was there on that night where Jesus gave us the Lord's Supper. Matthew, a tax collector, not well respected by his people. Probably not too many tax collectors are treated very well even today. Brother James and John were there. Earlier, Jesus had taken them as sons of thunder as they wanted to rain down, desire to rain down fire and brimstone on those who rejected Christ. Peter was there. That's the man who also had his foot in his mouth oftentimes. And you can go on and on from that list of all of those disciples who were there. Jesus came to them because they too were sinners. This man welcomed sinners and eats of them. That's the only reason why the apostles were able to receive Jesus in his gift, because they needed help. They were sick in need of a doctor. The same is true tonight too, isn't it? Everyone else who's coming to this room to worship our God are just like those apostles. We got husbands and wives, fathers and mothers, sons and daughters, teachers and students, retirees, employed. All of us come with one burden called sin. We come with that sin weighed heavily on our minds, and we often come to the Lord's Supper to receive the forgiveness of the same sins we committed the last time we were there. The sin of arguing with our spouse, raising our voice in temper, not doing our homework, you name it. The sins are many and often repeated as we come to the Lord's Supper. So what do? Well, Jesus invites you anyway. Jesus invites you to come to his Lord's Supper to receive that gift of forgiveness no matter what you've done. His forgiveness is for all. He says, take and eat, this is my body. Drink from it, all of you, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus invites you, he invites you to this wonderful meal as you come together as a body of believers united around his throne of grace to receive his forgiveness of sins. Pastor and Donna, what if you said we would reverse the roles? Pastor John and Carla will take you to the branding iron. It'll be our treat. Well, you know what? Let's go right now. Why wait? I'm guaranteed I'm going to have it all covered under your expense because you said you're going to do it for me. I trust you're going to keep your word. Jesus promises to keep his word too. He paid the price. This is my body. This is my blood given for you, poured out for you. Our Savior paid the price, the ultimate sacrifice. He went to a cross. He bled and he died for all your sins. He still invites you to come to receive that forgiveness today. As your true Passover lamb, your loving God and Savior says, come, come and drink deeply. Eat the riches of my feast. As you know, you are receiving in a most miraculous way, in with and under the bread and wine, the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a true gift. But how can it be that Jesus doesn't reject us because of our many sins and our rebellion against him? Isn't it possible that an invitation is often gathered, accepted, but then we say, wait a minute, I wasn't expecting this kind of a cost. I wasn't expecting this kind of a problem. And maybe that invitation is turned away. Would Jesus do that? Would Jesus turn away that invitation that he once gave you? Well, let's go to that cross on Good Friday and see what happens. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Jesus counted that cost. He paid the price. He stayed on that cross for your sins. Today you'll be with me in paradise. even on the cross, Jesus welcomes sinners. He welcomes you. It is finished. Those marvelous words from Jesus on the cross. The blood of that eternal covenant by our Savior God, the Lamb of God, poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. He did that so that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God as in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have our Lord's guarantee. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. The Lord's Supper is prepared for you. Jesus invites you to come. Take and eat. Take and drink. Given for you. Poured out for you. So as you receive that Lord's Supper, the Holy Communion tonight, as you receive it, understand what a marvelous gift this is from your God. Imagine what's happening up here. No, you don't have to imagine. It's real. It's just Jesus and you. Just you and Jesus. And you know those sins you've committed against him, against your neighbor. It's changed your life as you find from Jesus the forgiveness of all your sins. Just you and Jesus receiving that gift of the Lord's Supper. Your Passover lamb who comes today and says, this bread, which is here on the table, is simply just bread right now. And at some point during the distribution, we don't know when, we don't declare when it happens. At some point, I'll just put this here for now. That bread and wine also includes the body and blood of Christ. That gift of the Lord's Supper is for you. Jesus invites you to take and eat, to take and drink. And as you receive that gift, you know that you're getting that gift because of the powerful God who created you, who redeemed you with his lifeblood, who saved you from all your sins. This is the powerful God who gives you this tool, this means of grace, to enjoy as long as you shall live on this earth as a child of God. Confirmed in the faith, knowledgeable of the scriptures, and right with God. And as you take that Lord's Supper tonight, realize that it's not just between you and God, it's between you and your fellow believers gathered here under one common faith, as you heard in 1 Corinthians, one loaf. That's a true treasure that I hope we don't disappoint. A true treasure that we enjoy as God's family of faith. Take and eat. Drink from all of you. Jesus invites you. Come. Come to the meal that unites us with God. Come to this meal that unites us with each other. Come to the meal that Jesus gave for you. Amen.